Hey guys, welcome back to the Ordinary People's Podcast with your hosts Hussein and Rahul. Today we will be talking about gender inequality.
This podcast is brought to you by Audibles, where you can listen to previous episodes of our podcast and many more, and also listen to ebooks. Use our code ORDINARY to get a free 30 days free trials. Hi guys, my name is Hussein and today we'll be discussing gender inequalities in the workplace.
And I'm Rahul. Today I'm going to be talking about gender inequality in school and public.
Our focus for this podcast is going to be gender inequality.
The purpose of this podcast is to raise awareness of male privilege and privilege in general.
Alright guys, let's dive straight into this. So gender inequality is in the workplace, and it's something that nobody deserves to go through. Women are obviously paying much less than a male coworker every year with no big improvements to this issue, which has existed for decades now. So, a famous company called Lloyds Banking Group admitted to a 31.5% gender pay gap for last year. See, the gender pay gap is still an issue even in 2019. A renowned bank admitted that they paid their own women employees 31.5% less compared to their male coworkers for the same job. Women have more responsibilities than men, such as caring for their family, which may lead to them requesting for some time off. See, this results to a loss of advancement opportunities and income, as men do not share these responsibilities generally and have more time to work, unlike women who can only manage to work part-time. The wage gap is also not limited to just women with lower education, as it's also a problem with high-educated women. A specific type of work is often undervalued if it is women-dominated, such as a nurse or a teacher, which can lead to a lower wage than male-dominated jobs. Furthermore, women are often faced with a glass ceiling. See, women, and even more notably women of color, are hitting a thick glass ceiling as they attempt to move up the ranks. See, the glass ceiling is a barrier to advance in a profession. This is especially affecting women. See, women are constantly being discarded aside with their male coworkers, as they will surpass them and get new opportunities such as a promotion. Women are seem to be unfit for leadership positions, which are not true, but they are still compared to men, which leads to men taking the leadership position, which can sometimes mean the overlooking of female requests in the workplace. Young women often have thoughts about not pursuing the job they are interested in because of what they will face in the workplace. See, 1 in 4, basically 24% of girls aged 15 to 17, do not feel motivated to pursue their dream career because they're concerned of what will happen to them, as they will be compensated less than their male counterparts. And also, women who want to go into the male-dominated careers are afraid of being paid less than the gender who dominates the career, such as men. See, women also often have less help along the way for simply being a woman and are treated differently. See, 19% of females agree that teachers teach them differently for being a girl. As they're aware of the inequalities and privileges, they will have to endure persuasion for them to think about going into a professional setting that they choose.
I'll be talking about sexual privilege in schools and public. Firstly, sexual privilege is a huge issue of men overpowering women for their own sexual desires, and women not being able to do anything about it. For example, Evie Litwack, whose story I'm going to be sharing a lot today, shares her experiences of sexual privilege when she went to school. Her professor threatened to fail her in her course unless she agreed to have sex with her. Evie did not want to have sex with her professor, so she went out to seek help. She found another female teacher, and her female teacher said that she was screwed. Because even if Evie reported it to the council would take the professor's word over hers. This professor is being extremely unprofessional for his own desires, and Evie is facing the consequences of a ruined career, and she can't even speak up about it. Moreover, this is how male privilege silences women. Evie was unable to speak against her professor because no one would take her side. She is one of the many women who have been silenced due to men of higher authority. However, as of recent, due to movements like #MeToo, more women have built the confidence to come out and say their stories to help each other out and get justice against these men. These women inspired Evie to talk about her story as well. Finally, all these women speaking out is not only to get justice for themselves, but to prevent this happening to other women in the future too. With a lot of feminist movements, being based around bringing men down. It's important to understand that feminism is for equality and not to have women to be superior to men. This is why men should also be involved and incorporated into these movements to educate themselves on their surroundings and how they act, and overall be a better and respectful woman to women and treat them as equals. Thank you for watching our Ordinary podcast. It's people like you who let us do this stuff. We'd also like to give a thanks to our sponsor, Audible.com, Amazon's online reading service for ebooks. This month, Hussein and I have been reading The Kite Runner. We'd recommend you try it out with our code ORDINARY for a free 30-day trial.
Tune in next week when we talk about themes of guilt in Macbeth and how it applies to our ordinary lives. See, please make sure to share the podcast with all your family and friends for us to grow this podcast, which will allow us to bring more to the show for you guys.